Speaking freedom. Speaking freedom. Giving you the answers to be free. Be free. Be free. 'Cause we're speaking freedom. And we're live online from KC.
Oh my gosh. So I was just sitting upstairs thinking, and in alignment with the last three videos that I've done, I wanted to do one more. It was something that I was going to say that hopefully it'll come back to me while I'm sitting here. But what I really wanted to say in this short video that probably won't be loaded today. Today is the 31st of March, 2021. But I am not going to immediately start with my videos. I am going to first start with some throwaway videos and things to kind of set the tone, or the mood of the vibe that we're trying to expose people to for March. So, well, for April, because we're kind of a month behind or whatnot. If you watch Disjointed, then or whatnot might be funny to you. Anyways, so for April, this is the vibe. We're going to talk about some real stuff. I don't know if I talk about too much religious stuff because I hadn't been watching too much religious stuff. Because, well, a couple things. One, I do not want to be in situations, partnerships, relationships, companionships, or any other type of ship that makes me want to fuss, or we always combative, or always you know, going at it. I want a relationship, a partnership, businessship, whatever we get going on. If we are linked together, then I want it to be something that is prosperous. I don't want to feel like every time I come to listen to you or watch you or go to your page or be around you, I'm gonna have something to say. Or, you know, like it's always got to be something negative. I want it to be where whatever it is that you're saying, if I do have something to say, it simply extends on to what you're saying, not me trying to rebuttal and me trying to, you know, tell you why something ain't right or something wrong. If I got to do that too much, then I'm just going to tune out, because I don't even want to have that type of energy. I don't want to be in that type of space mentally. So, you know, I already have a lot going on, so I don't need that type of vibes in my life. So I don't really listen to a lot of people because of that very reason. I'm, you know, if I can grow from you, if I can, again, when you hear me sometimes say something, it's not always a rebuttal. It's not always an argument. It's not always me disagreeing. Sometimes it's me comprehending in a way in which I explain it even more based on my level of understanding, based on where my mindset is at, based on kind of even assessing to whether or not I am on the right thought process based on whoever it is I'm talking to and whatever it is going on. Because if I'm off, then somebody needs to be able to tell me I'm off. Like, I've always said that I need, where's the prophet's prophet? Because at some point, even though I'm capable, I want somebody to be who I am for me. You know what I'm saying? I need me and me. That meme is like a real thing. That post is definitely something that I can relate to. You know what I'm saying? Like, so at some point, somebody got to be able to say, no. You know what I'm saying? If there is a situation, now don't be disagreeing just to be goddamn disagreeing, just to say that you ain't no, you know what I'm saying? Suck up or kiss ass, or you know what I'm saying? Don't just be making trouble just to be having trouble. That's not what my intentions is. That's what I'm saying when I say I don't want to always listen to everything and everybody, because I don't want to be making trouble just to have trouble. And I don't want to be forcing myself to listen to something that I don't truly agree with in the way that it's being taught or in the way that, you know, it's being presented in any aspect, no matter what it is. It could be anything. So, yeah. Instead of having that place within myself, I just, you know, focus on what fills me up. I don't want anything that's going to make me go to war with myself or go to war with my understanding of God based on information, knowledge, understanding, and discernment, and studying, and all of the other aspects of me that contribute to who I am daily. So, but this video is really not about that. I'm just kind of giving you a brief overview of everything that I got into for this month, because eventually this will be the first video you see. So, but the reason why I did this video, and it's already going longer than what I thought it would be, is that I wanted to specifically talk about, I don't want to say privacy necessarily. I want to say discretion. Because the way that this is supposed to be designed is to speak to those who are involved, and those that are not, you know, they just not even know what we're talking about. And not in no deceitful type of way. It just, you know, if you know, you know type vibes, you know. So that's what I really wanted to talk about. But then to extend that, I wanted to also say, like, I remember one of my bros one time was clowning somebody because of things that they did in their bedroom. And I kind of wanted to touch on that a little bit, because if you are okay with something, then don't try to throw it in somebody's face when you are no longer with that person, to try to shame that person or try to make them feel bad about something that you may have turned them on to, or something that they may have just been willing to do. We have to be better as far as making sure that we are protecting people no matter what we're into, because sometimes it's not really like forgiveness, but it's like, you don't have to go back at somebody. You don't have to try to make them feel small for trying new things, because sometimes you don't know unless you try. And not everything, because I'm not trying no crack. I don't want to try no coke. I don't want to try no heroin. I don't want to try no drugs, okay? I don't want to try some other shit too, but I just can't think of all the other shit that I don't want to try. But you know what I'm saying. So, we gotta be better as far as, and then even with, you know, how we communicate and making sure that we respect each other's privacy. Just because you might not be private, don't mean that the person that you with ain't more private. And just because the person you with is private, don't mean that you can't, you know, still enjoy being you. Although, sometimes I be afraid that some of my people is gonna run their people off from just too much on time camera, too much trying to, like, you know, I mean, and for everybody is different, because some people, you know what I'm saying, they sign up for it. That's what that's a part of what they sign up for. That's, you know what I'm saying, one of the perks that they knew was gonna come with the situation. But for other people, you have to also allow people to maintain their level of privacy for their, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not talking about lying and acting like you against something or something. I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? Let people navigate what other people know about their connections, about what they're doing, and all of those things. Like, I talk a lot of shit about a lot of shit. I see a lot of shit. I notice a lot of shit. But it's a whole lot of shit that I don't say shit about unless it's a reason for me to specifically. Unless it's a reason for me to specifically say, you know, something a certain way so that it addresses an issue, but it doesn't necessarily expose everything that people are into. You got to be able to address things without necessarily trying to expose people, especially if it's just some shit that just ain't nobody else's business, because it ain't nobody's business. One of the reasons why I don't want to be famous is because I want my private life to be goddamn private. You know what I'm saying? If I'm doing something, then, and if I'm showing something, it's because I'm choosing to show it, in which I might remove or take it down if I believe that the point has been made, it's been seen, and I can, you know, remove myself right on off of the shelf, goddamn. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's something when you can just live and let life. It's a whole nother thing when everything that you do is under a microscope. And I never want to live like that. I never want to be where I can't move around and be me without explaining to everybody what I'm doing. Like, if, and sometimes I'll be thinking, like, sometimes I talk about too many things. Because then if people see me, they're going to be assuming so many things. Oh my God. People will assume so many things. Like, if I have friends, if I'm out, like, and y'all, I talk more shit on these videos than I be with in real life, bro. Like, I might post a whole lot of stuff, but I don't do everything that I post. I don't be with everything that, you know what I'm saying? Like, the only thing that I'm really with is some dick. When I get somebody that I feel like I can trust with my goddamn life, that's the hard part, you know what I'm saying? Finding somebody that you can really trust with you, especially when you begin to know how precious you are, you know what I'm saying? Especially when you know how fragile you can be in the situation where you expose your vulnerabilities. Like, that is the thing, you know what I'm saying? So we have to not just build that in sexual relationships, though. You got to build that in all type of relationships, which is getting back to why we was even talking about that. But there are some things that should just be where you don't have to talk about certain stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, certain shit shouldn't even be a topic for a discussion just because people know who you are. Like, and that's the part that I really shy away from most. Like more than anything else, because why? Like, some shit is just, you know what I'm saying? Like, people are be wanting to. And I guess sometimes in a way, the way that I say the things that I say sometimes can seem that way, but when you speak in the way I'm speaking for the reason that I'm speaking that way, it is not really in some of the things I say. Sometimes it be in the shit that I don't motherfucker say. Like, a lot of times, yeah, I get the script flipped because I pop shit. I don't talk shit. I pop shit. I, you know what I'm saying? Talk about a lot of different things. My goal is to be all things to all people while still maintaining myself. That means that just because I can talk about, laugh about, think about, consider, put myself in these people's shoes does not mean that I want to live that life. You have to know how to be that to all people while maintaining who you are. You know what I'm saying? And that's where a lot of people, you know, I see that stumble or trip up. And, you know, again, listen, I don't be above or beyond none of the shit that I be talking about sometimes. Like, sometimes I'm toxic. Sometimes I be looking for shit. Sometimes I be, you know what I'm saying, on some bullshit just to be on some bullshit. Sometimes it, you know what I'm saying, like, and, but a lot of times I do things to make sure that I don't exhibit toxic behaviors. I combat what I do not like about myself with learning new skills, with learning better understanding, with learning to take my time and not, you know what I'm saying, rush into or do, you know what I'm saying? Like, I have learned a lot just because I don't have a choice. Like, I gotta get better. I gotta, you know what I'm saying, continue to thrive as much as possible. So, you know, like, but that's really all I wanted to say was, as far as, you know what I'm saying, let's try not to, it's so many things that go with that, but just making sure that we, you know what I'm saying, treating people the way we want to be treated at all times, you know what I'm saying, because that's what I try to do, you know what I'm saying, at all times.
Speaking Freedom presents Good Head Group, providing advanced spiritual studies and personal developmental insight. brought to you by Love Gang and Speaking Freedom. We look forward to helping you grow in all the areas of your life. We hope that you find all the information needed for your growth. God bless. Please listen to all disclaimers provided. If you are currently under physician's care, please maintain that relationship. This is not intended to stop your current treatment plan. If you need physician care, please seek out medical attention. Please note, all results are based on the individual's ability to adapt and adjust to any given environment and situation. We are not responsible for your results at Speaking Freedom. The Life Enhancement Coaches at Speaking Freedom provide information to help you grow. You are responsible for maintaining that growth, taking on and then applying the information to your individual life as you deem needed and necessary. This may contain and explain explicit content. Please use parental discretion. For best results, you will need an open mind, the ability to research, and a balanced lifestyle.
Please join us daily for your inspiration and motivation.
We have the entire world to offer you at your fingertips. Your Life Enhancement Coaching Specialist. Thank you for choosing us to assist you in accomplishing your personal and professional goals. And have a beautiful day. In love, we trust. This is brought to you by Good Head Group, Love Gang, and Speaking Freedom. We thank God for you, and we love you.
Hi, I'm Casey. Dr. Casey, to be exact, owner of Speaking Freedom LLC, Love Gang, and Good Head Group LLC. I am also a certified life coach and host of Speaking Freedom Radio and TV. Although I have recently became an ordained minister, please be aware that I am still me, raw and uncut, the way God made me and allowed life to shape me. I pray and expect God to use me for people who can receive the way I communicate, as well as my delivery. I am not for those who are already saved, religious, or super deep. I am for the leaders, hustlers, and street influencers around the world, including pimps, killers, drug dealers, and working girls. I am sharing my experiences and perspective to help someone be inspired to be better. And for those who can identify with the various aspects of my mindset. My mindset alone does not determine the status of any active connections or current relationships that have not already been specifically addressed. Additionally, these recordings should not be taken personally if I have not already spoken to you about the topic or expressed that I have an issue. These recordings are a part of my life's work to document my experience, perspective, and to see how life has shaped me. My plan in using my stories publicly and socially is to encourage growth in those who can identify with the experiences and find inspiration in my life to heal and overcome the path that they've been set on, no matter what they face, as according to the purpose of their soul, until healing takes place. Despite the experiences that I may have had with any person, sometimes known and unknown, I hold no grudges, no hate, no bitterness, or any other ill feelings against anyone. I pray that your life is whole and very fruitful. I forgive you, as I hope that you forgive me if I have wronged you or anyone that you know or anyone who listens to me. I pray that you have peace and extend the same grace to others. I have love for everyone, especially on a human level, despite flaws or experiences. But that doesn't mean that I will associate or be close to every human that I know or meet. I've experienced a very eventful life and truly believe that my mindset and story based on experiences could help those who identify with how I think and are looking for inspiration to grow further, go beyond hurt, and be great. I pray that these recordings bless you and your soul in every way and whatever way God has intended. Sending love and light to all. Thanks for listening. Achieve your dreams.